I'm your host, Jean Stillwell, on the New Classical FM. Now, Urban Orchestra is performing their spring concert on Monday, May 12th at Lula Lounge. Joining us on the phone this morning to talk about it is their music director, Greg Hocko. Welcome to Classical Mornings, Greg.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you. Tell us about the Urban Orchestra. It just fascinated me when I read the email about it, and I just, Urban Orchestra? What's that?
Well, you know, really it's about having the orchestra a different experience for the audience. Mm-hmm. You know, we're used to having, you know, if we go to a big concert hall, and traditionally you see the orchestra's kind of far away. You know, the conductor's back is to the audience, and there's kind of a divide that I always found, you know?
Uh-huh.
And also, you know, orchestras are always competing these days with, you know, if you go to see Star Wars, the opening scene, you see this huge fanfare, 5.1 surround sound, this incredible sound, and it's almost impossible to replicate. So I thought, what if we do, you know, something like they do in Europe? They have these little concert halls. There's one in Berlin called the Pierre Boulez Saal,
mm-hmm.
and it's essentially a concert hall in the round, and you can go watch. It's designed for chamber music, really, but you can see you're really up close and really close to the musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So I always wanted to do that because, you know, audiences are very sophisticated, even though they don't really know what orchestration is. When they hear it, they're fascinated by it, and they, you know, because it can be quite complex, especially when you listen, when you're playing music by the masters, you know, Beethoven or whoever.
Sure.
You know? So what we're doing, we play at Lula Lounge.
Yes.
And, you know, the audience are surrounded, you know, we play on the floor in the middle.
Okay. I wondered about that.
Yeah. And so the audiences are in front or behind, or they surround the orchestra and, you know, they can have a drink. Another thing that we do, it's very informal. So, you know, there are no rules for the audience,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They can come in, they can sit down. And the thing is, when we start, the audience immediately, you know, they're silent. They don't need to be told to be silent. We don't tell them when to clap. They just clap when they want to clap.
Okay.
And we appreciate that. You know, we appreciate, you know, the, you know, when they're excited to listen to the orchestra. And, we're very happy about that. So it's been very successful, and the audiences love it. And, you know, they get to see the players.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting right next to them.
How many musicians are in the orchestra?
You know, depending on the concert. Right now, our next concert is kind of like an early Romantic era concert. So
right.
About 35 players, I would say.
35 players, okay.
Yeah,
and are they all professional, Greg?
Or 100%.
Do you have, okay, that's fantastic. That's nice.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lovely. And so let's talk about the program.
Okay.
I don't know who Samuel Bisson is. Tell us about that piece.
Well, Samuel Bisson is Canadian, first of all.
Right.
And, you know, especially in these times, I really wanted to have Canadian music in our program. And Samuel's also a member of the orchestra.
Oh, nice.
He's our principal cellist.
Okay.
And he's an incredible composer and musician. And so we programmed, it's a great fanfare piece for the opening, Overture to a Distant Future, I can't remember the name of it.
Distant Present, I think.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry, Samuel. He goes by Sam, so sorry, Sam. And it's a beautiful fanfare, really exciting opening. And then we go to Franz Schubert's Unfinished Symphony, the first movement,
mm-hmm.
which is a very famous piece. I'm sure you know it yourself, but for your listeners,
yeah.
I'm sure a lot of your listeners know it. And then we finish off the first set with an overture by Smetana called The Bartered Bride. And it's a really exciting, really exciting piece.
Wonderful.
And of course, our second half, we have Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, which is really an homage to spring.
Mm.
So we're excited and to have to perform this music for everybody.
And do you while you're doing this, do you speak to the audience? Do you talk? Is there interaction other than via music?
That's right. So what I will do is introduce the music and introduce the pieces and just talk with the orchestra and talk about essentially what we're talking about here now.
Right.
And just give a little blurb on each piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be too chatty. I don't want to bore everyone to death, but I'll have a little little opening, then I'll talk to the audience. Absolutely, yeah.
And I also understand that you're a composer of film and television scores. So do you ever have the orchestra play some of your works?
Well, you know, we haven't done it yet, but play any of my music, but it'll definitely happen. I'm actually just finished the first season of a new TV series on CBC called St. Pierre. And that went really well, and we're hoping to get a second season. I don't think it's been officially
greenlit,
but, you know, yeah, so that world is. And also just did, I finished playing with Come From Away. It ends on May 4th.
Right.
And we did, like, essentially 7 years.
Wow.
It started in 2018, and it closed, of course, during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It opened, it closed, and so 7 year, you know, we didn't do 7 years, but we did, I think, you know, close to 1,500 shows.
So are we talking that you did 8 shows a week?
Yes.
So how do you have time for other things when you're doing 8 shows a week?
Well, you know, Gene, it's not easy, and I have a family. And
oh, my goodness.
So, but that show is closing now, so.
Right.
You know, I'll have more time for composing and conducting. So, you know.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think it's a fabulous idea. And it's why I wanted to talk to you today to find out about this. It's such a great idea to have the orchestra so close to the people and be surrounded by people and to have that kind of interaction, almost like you're in the orchestra.
It's exactly what it feels like. You can see the music on the stands.
Right.
And, you know, when you hear. One of the things I remember many years ago, I was playing as a percussionist in an orchestra. We were rehearsing Rite of Spring. And I was sitting there, because when you're on stage, as you well know, as a musician, when you're on stage with an orchestra, we get to hear the music differently. And I remember sitting on, you know, and not only Rite of Spring, but many other pieces, but Rite of Spring comes to mind because Stravinsky was such an amazing orchestrator.
Amazing, yeah.
And I sat there listening to the woodwinds and all the different sections and thinking, oh, this is so amazing. Just the orchestration. And how I was thinking, oh, the audience doesn't get to hear this.
Right.
Doesn't get to experience what I'm experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something that I really wanted to present to the audience and give them the opportunity. And that, you know, it's always... They love it. You know, the audience loves it.
Well, this is what you're doing. And congratulations to you for doing it and actually achieving that especially with all of what you're already doing. So I want to thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Well, thanks for having me.
And have a great time.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Greg. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with a music director, Greg Hockel, about Urban Orchestra's spring concert on Monday, May 12th at Lula Lounge. For tickets, you can go to theurbanorchestra.com or lula.ca.